Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
X Spaces, all now happening. We got a whole bunch of questions from folks on X that want to go live on air. That's coming up as soon as I finish with Rick, Mike, and Chris. So let's talk to Mike in California. Your take on the so-called border bill that gives Biden dictatorial power over the U.S.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, this border bill, I think, I look at it as like they're signing on. It's like their declaration of demonism. You know, if you're tied on to this, if you're connected to this bill in any way, they just need to know that they will not be voted for. It's a way that they can just tell on themselves. It's like these last 3 years.
That's a perfect way to say this person's a traitor.
Exactly. I mean, and you know how hard it is to get in Trump's ear about who's good and who's bad and who he needs to look out for. But these last 3 years have been a blessing because they've told on themselves, and this is kind of the final, you know, they're signing on to this to the New World Order demonic, you know, criminal cabal. And it's great. It's like God's timing is so beautiful that it just lays out all of the things that they've done, and we'll be able to see in their own words, their own actions, you know, how demonic they are.
Perfectly said, my friend.
Oh, and thank you so much for getting Dr. Kirk Elliott on this weekend. I called you about 3 weeks ago asking about pensions and what you think might happen. And just watching the Saturday broadcast and looking forward to you guys connecting again this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. We're doing our best. Thank you so much. Rick in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little off topic, but I just got to know what your opinion is on it. So the drone that killed the 3 U.S. servicemen, they said they thought it happened to be a U.S. drone, and they got confused. And I got to thinking about it. I wonder if that drone was left in Afghanistan.
That's a really great question, because they got $87 million of equipment, including thousands of drones. Was it a repurposed U.S. drone that identifiers on it that somebody else got? I thought that actually when I saw that, because they admit they thought it was a U.S. drone.
Right. So, you know, it makes perfect sense. They're trying, you know, everybody's out and open now. Why else would they leave all that stuff in Afghanistan if it wasn't to start another war?
Great points. What do you make of the open border right now in this bill?
I don't think any bill is going to change anything. They've got their agenda. They're going to do it, whether it's with the law or against the law. They don't care. They're above it. You know that Democrats don't get prosecuted. So any bills that get put forward is just lip service, just something for us to get riled up about and argue about at the barbershop. Until America fully wakes up, and I don't think about 10% woke right now, until everybody wakes up and realizes, you know, what's going on, bills don't matter.
Well said, Rick. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. A minute and a half. Go ahead, Chris, and we're going to X comments. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Stu Esponte, D.O. Preston Liebert. We have mutual friends. We walked in some of the same circles. I believe you know some of my former friends down in Fort Bragg. I lost my job down there because of the VAX, but I'm a free agent now. I heard you were thinking about heading down to the border. I would like to offer my services. I know security is expensive. You won't have to pay me a dime. I'll be part of the team. I'll send you my DD-214, anything that you need to show who I am, ID, references. I know Doc Chambers. I was the personal medic for General McChrystal. I worked for Petraeus, executive protection, training, all of that stuff. I got my own military working dog. I got my own drone, my own mobile command center. You name it, man. If you need me, I'll hop in the truck and head down there right now.
Well, brother, yeah, we're not really hiring because we don't have any funds, but we do need more security. We don't want people to work.
Well, you don't need to hire me.
We don't want. That's fine. Give us your name and number, and we'll give it to Tim Enloe, our security head. Thank you so much, sir, and God bless you. I appreciate you calling. All right. We're going to go to a one-minute break and come back with comments from X Spaces. Appreciate all the callers. Hate to cut you off. That's how we got to like 30 phone calls the last couple hours. Now we're going to take comments from X Spaces in 1 minute. Stay with us.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Я люблю этот город. Он красивый.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really, yes, yes. What do you do in Russia?
Хотел на нее посмотреть. Я так много читал о ней. Я хотел поговорить с людьми и посмотреть на то, как все устроено.
So I wanted to talk to people and look around and see how it was doing. And it's doing very well.
I think maybe interview Putin. Why you're visiting Moscow, American media?
Я не знаю. Они сумасшедшие. Реально сумасшедшие.
Yeah? Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Really crazy.
All right, so listeners have been asking me, I've been flooded by phone calls from the media, is Tucker Carlson really in Russia? Yeah, he's there. He told me weeks ago he was going to go to Turkey and then probably go to Russia. And obviously that's off record, so I didn't talk about it at the time. He's been wanting a Putin interview. He got threatened by the NSA. They later admitted the NSA was spying on Tucker. He got really upset about that. Obviously, as a big journalist, you want big interviews. And in this modern age, they say, well, don't go interview somebody that the U.S. is, quote, in a fight with. Well, our reporters have interviewed Saddam Hussein, the Ayatollah Khomeini, all these people. So now Tucker said it there. That's what he talked about when I talked to him a few days ago. He said, man, Moscow's really nice. People are really happy. They're doing really well. And I said, are you going to interview Putin? He said, I don't know yet. I'm trying. So basically, that's where this is. That's where this is going on. You just saw him now, somebody in a hotel lobby or, you know, passageway asked him about it. And that's why he's there. But since when in a free country cannot one of our top journalists, the top journalist, go to interview somebody? That shows you how serious this police state is. And we've got this X post I did that's got over 2 million readers with Bill Kristol, the neocon. His dad was the main agent of Trotsky and the communists. He says, perhaps we need a total and complete shutdown of Tucker Carlson reentering the United States until the country's representatives can figure out what is going on. Oh, the representatives destroying us. So I said, perhaps we need you brought up on war crimes. He helped ensure the whole Iraq war, part two. Bill wants open borders because he's an anti-American Trotskyite, but he wants Tucker Carlson marooned outside his country with the crime of journalism. Newsflash, Carlson could just walk across the southern border anytime he wants. The Border Patrol would carry him on their shoulders across the river. They would throw you in the river. So that's where we are in this country. Not supposed to talk to our adversaries unless it's Fang Fang, you know, having sex with Swallowswell. All right. We are also not just taking calls on talk radio here. We are also now, we've done this a few times before, five or six times, we're doing a Spaces on X taking your live questions and comments on air, unfiltered, not censoring you. You're up there on the board. We're going to go to you. Some people may blow up and cuss. We got to hang up on them. Some people probably have a question. We don't know what they're going to say. This is raw. This is unfiltered. So Chase Geiser, great InfoWars talk show host, is in there running the space. This is going to happen on a phone. He's ready to start going to people that will respond to Biden's border bill that literally gives the president dictatorial power over the government and funds the UN NGOs to accelerate the invasion. We're taking those comments now. Chase Geiser.
Let's hear first from Good Logic. Good Logic, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're there with us.
Welcome, Good
Logic.
Are
you able to hear his stream? If you're not able to hear him, I'm going to reconnect real quick.
Look, this happens on new technology. This happens. Let's move on to the next person. If Good Logic's not there.
Am I connected in? Do you hear it?
I can hear you, Chase.
You're Good Logic. All right, let's try one more time. Can you hear him now?
Good Logic.
Good Logic. Go ahead and unmute yourself and try again. Oh, he left, and we're going to add.
That's fine. Yeah, let's.
We're going to add Bass Boys Media as a speaker. Bass Boys Media, are you there? Go ahead and unmute yourself and speak. Bass Boys Media, are you there? All right, looks like he is out.
Let's just stop here for a moment. This is going to happen with any new technology. We've done four or five of these I know of. They've all gone very well. And, of course, we're doing this now on the big main show, and it's not working. Everybody on X Spaces, we are taking your comments live on my big show right now, so you need to be focused on the control panel. And if it doesn't work, we're not upset. It'll probably be a Yahoo News story. Oh, my God, Alex Jones falls his face on X Spaces. No, we innovate. It's what we do. But for everybody on Spaces, we're talking to you, okay? I know you're not used to talk radio where somebody goes to you and you talk to millions, but we want to expand this into the Internet. We want to bring talk radio to the Internet. We want to innovate. We want to empower people. Chase Geiser, who's up next?
Ivan Raiklin. Ivan Raiklin, go ahead and unmute yourself. Let's see if we can get your feed. How about Bass Boys Media? Let's try Bass Boys Media. Go ahead and unmute yourself. Let's see if we can get your feed. Bass Boys, not responding here. Let's try Erickson Report. Erickson Report asked to speak a while ago, and we're going to try to get him in. He's connecting right now. As soon as you are connected, go ahead and unmute yourself, Erickson. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with the space? Erickson, can you share anything with the space that you have? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been glitching. Yeah, it's been glitching, but it's okay now. Hello, Alex. For the people in the space here, Alex and I had individual TV shows in Austin, Texas, back in the early days.
Oh my God! Is this Greg Erickson? Is this Greg Erickson?
You know it's me.
I recognize your voice. I remember you, brother. Go ahead.
The only thing I have to say, Alex, is solutions. The only solution I see to this new world disorder is the masses, the people, the global consciousness, global evolution. And I don't think anything's going to change in this world till the people rise up globally. So please, folks, get out there and start waking people up. We don't have much time. We got a small window of opportunity here. Agenda 2030 is coming before 2030. The WEF and the UN announced it. So we got a small window of opportunity. Get out there and start waking up people.
Greg, you know, I knew you 29 years ago. Some of the first shows I did were with you and Jeff Davis. You're a great talk show host, anti-war, way ahead of the curve. I miss you so much. I miss your voice. And I'm just glad to, I want to get you on as a guest. So send me a private message on X. What do you spend a few minutes here, Greg Erickson? Because as soon as I heard your voice, I knew who you were. About, isn't it crazy we warned of this 30 years ago and now it's all here?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Alex, you and I don't view everything the same, but we're both in this. Everybody in these spaces, we're all in this together. I have different views from you about what's going on, but here we are.
You didn't say what different views are. I just think you're a great guy. I know we debated a few things. You're, you know, more of a UFO guy sometimes, whatever. But just what is your view, Greg? You're not censored right now. I know Greg Erickson, 29 years. Greg, I haven't talked to you probably in 20 years or 15 years. What is your view on what's happening in the world right now?
Well, in 2020, the globalists did a global takeover of the planet in 2020. While everybody was looking for toilet paper, they completely missed that it was a global takeover. Well, they're going to do it again. They're going to take over again. It could be a cyber attack. It could be a million things. But they are coming after us, no doubt about it.
So we're here talking. What do you want to say about the world right now?
I think that's pretty much it for now, Alex.
All right, Greg. Well, I miss you, buddy. And so send me a private message on X.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Maui. And I'm actually here right now, but we see this border bill, this quote-unquote border bill, that is obviously it focuses more on Ukraine and Israel than it does the border. But, you know, on the other hand, it enrages me to think that we're going to send $60 billion to Ukraine, $14 billion to Israel, and we still can't get any aid out here for these people.
Well, that's right. No aid for Maui where they're stealing the property. But if that's what's happening is, and then the border bill gives Biden dictatorial power. It's all a screw job. They create a crisis, then they hold you hostage.
Right. No, that's it. That's exactly what it is. And I mean, it told me before I even saw the text of the bill, I knew that it was going to be a train disaster, a train wreck, just because Joe Biden was backing it. I mean, that tells me all I need to know. I mean, the guy has been working and working and working to try to keep the border wide open. Why would I believe that, you know, if he's not going to use his powers to do it anyway, why would I believe? I mean, this bill is just, it's a farce. It's just so that he can.
Everything they do is just pissing, like giving us poison shots that erase our immune systems. They claim protect us from a virus they created in a lab. Everything they do is a giant lie. Great points. Thank you. Thank you so much. Up next, Chase Geiser.
All right. Next up, let's hear from Derek Bros. Derek Bros, are you with us? Go ahead and unmute yourself.
I am. Thanks for having me. I live in Mexico. I live just splitting the border between Rio, Colorado and Baja California. And so I speak to a lot of people around here, and I spoke on your show a couple days ago, Alex, maybe a week ago, and was mentioning that the Mexican military here is training for a massive influx of Americans coming in this direction. And it's an important thing to note.
No, that's beyond huge. And I've seen that even in the news. The Mexican military is preparing, like Ron Paul said 15 years ago, the border walls for citizens, not for illegals. So start over and flesh that out.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've been saying for years that border wall was to keep you in, not to keep people out. And that's obvious of what we're seeing right now. But we've got massive Chinese nationals. And keep in mind, I mean, this is just a question. You know, you've got Governor Greg Abbott that is busing and flying people, all of these migrants, all over the country into strategic places. I mean, is that part of the plan as well? What the hell is going on when you've got the Mexican military? And I wanted to get them on video, Alex, and I will. But, you know, down here, you've got to be really careful at who you record. And, you know, you can't be a journalist down here because you just don't know. And so I talk to them personally one-on-one. Get that message, put it out, and then I try to gain some leverage with some of the leaders as I understand who they are. But I'm going to have a lot more of this coming up here in the short while.
Well, beautifully done, sir. We appreciate you. Any other points you want to add?
No, I just want to add, everybody be vigilant right now. I mean, just pay attention to what's going on around you. Stop listening to the media. I mean, this emergency border bill that gives Biden dictator power. I mean, it was quite obvious that he said, I'll shut down the border as long as you pass this bill. He already has that ability. So asking for them to pass that, clearly there was something else in there. I mean, people just need to pay attention.
Yeah, he's holding us hostage. He's holding us 100%. Hostage. Anything he does is more power. Thank you so much. Great points. All right, Chase, who's up next?
Let's hear from Jim Pfaff next. Jim Pfaff, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Thanks for that. Hey, Alex, I spent 8 years on Capitol Hill as the chief of staff for two different members of Congress. And I got to tell you, the craziness behind this effort, which is just a lot. James Lankford, whom I know and I like him personally, but he comes out and says that people are lying about this. That could not be further from the truth. As Derek pointed out just a moment ago, Joe Biden has the ability to shut the border down anytime that he wants to, and he won't do it. This entire thing is a ruse, the typical ruse that these members of Congress do all the time, to try to push something in that they want entirely against the will of the American people. There's a price to pay for this, but we definitely have to take this thing down or else it's going to become law and then no one's going to want to change it back. That's how they play this game in Washington, D.C.
Do you believe Speaker Johnson when he says the bill's dead on arrival?
Well, I think I do believe him. Because I don't think he can pass it anyway, frankly. There are Republicans.
So why is Schumer so pleased?
Schumer's pleased because there is a chance that Johnson will let this through. And he believes that they can push the narrative enough to shame these people who only get shamed by other people in D.C. They don't get shamed by the will of the American people. They're shamed by the
That's
people.
That's key. Why do they only care about the pressure of D.C. when it's so unpopular?
Well, because that's what everything that they do in on a day-to-day basis once they become members of Congress is related to what people will say about them one-on-one in D.C., a Capitol Hill club or wherever they happen to go. And that's the problem. Their shame factor. In fact, I remember when I went up there in the Tea Party movement with Congressman Tim Huelskamp from Kansas. And what he was constantly told was, hey, dude, you got to take the tough votes. But the tough votes weren't the ones that are following the Constitution and doing things right. The tough votes were the ones where they were demanded to go against the will of their constituents. That's the game that's played, and people buy into it far too quickly once they get up there.
Amazing points. Thank you for being part of this simulcast on Infowars.com/show and on radio stations and, of course, on X, on Spaces. Thank you. Chase Geiser, who's up next?
Let's hear from Frank L. Da Silva. Frank, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Hello, Alex. Everybody in the space. Alex, I've been aware of you since before Waco. You've done some fascinating work over the years. And this is a good segue into your friend that was, you were trying to kind of get back in touch with your friend. The American people are not stupid. Everything from fellow journalists to citizen journalists that are down there on the border. This kind of thing has been going on for, 40 plus years. And the people behind a lot of this is, of course, our own intelligence services, i.e., are you familiar with the CMA? The Civilian Material Association that
sure.
was pretty much that was pretty much running the border back when you were young coming up, right? And Gene Hassenfuss, this whole connection between CIA running guns, running drugs, that whole this is a complete intel operation. Obviously, the American people know it intuitively, if not completely intellectually. So. Just going forward, there's been a hashtag that's been floating around Twitter for quite a while called General Mobilization. I want to know your feelings on if we are going to stop these issues at our border. This is not a border that is controlled and owned by any federal government. This is our border. And what do you feel about a general mobilization
to protect our way of life? I don't know. I don't know what general mobilization is. That would be the government in a war. Mobilizing the people. I mean, we already see a bunch of truckers down there, 14 governors, at the border right now saying what's happening is wrong. That's all great attention to this, but I don't know the specifics.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Alex. I just wanted to get on and give you some kudos and just hang in there. Oh, by the way, mention more about Western civilization, will you please?
It's under attack, brother. We're all about Western civilization. All right. We're in a live X Spaces, simulcast at Infowars.com/show. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I see a comment on the live show feed on X. It's millions of views a day. I see people say, why are there ads on here? Well, remember, there's still talk radio. Remember with TV and radio, it didn't watch you, you watched it. You just dialed in UHF, VHF, AM, FM, shortwave, and you watch TV, you listen to radio, it didn't watch you. So I get all the young people, middle-aged folks, aren't on talk radio anymore. I'm an old guy now. I'm 50. I've been on there for 30 years, coming up in April. I started out on talk radio. We're still on AM and FM stations across the country, still have big audiences. It's not as big as it once was, but it's still substantive. And when they tried to take us off the air 5 years ago,
with the deplatforming, thank God there was still talk radio left. That's how we stayed on air, and people could go find the live streams on those local talk stations. And the left got a list of our stations. They called and threatened them. Some dumped us, but most of them said, you know, they threatened us. We got you on late night. We're going to put you on prime time because of this threat. So it backfired on. But we're here now simulcasting on X, and it's a talk radio format on the Internet, so that's why there's ads. And so that's why we're doing this. But it is your support keeps us on air. We're not funded by Soros, the globalists, the New World. We're funded by you. Got great products at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Chase Geyser, great talk show host, great InfoWars crew member. He's the one that said a month ago we should be on X with Spaces, did one with Elon, and a bunch of other people, General Flynn, Jack Posobiec, Andrew Tate, the list goes on and on. Patrick Bet-David. So now we're doing some of these here. And our plan is soon to just do it all the time. That way we don't just have regular callers. We can also go to X and take your calls. So we got over 100 people have questions right now on X. And so let's try to get through some of those. Who's up next?
Let's hear from Based Boys Media. Based Boys Media, go ahead and unmute yourself and speak.
Hello, can you guys hear us loud and clear?
Go ahead, brother.
All right. So, I mean, I'll say the obvious here. I mean, this is obviously a total opposite of securing the border. It's a $118 billion package that, with doing the math, it's 17% of this is aid to the border. And it's clear that this is more of a foreign aid package rather than, attempt to
exactly. Hold us hostage with the border. Give $2.3 million to the UN for NGOs. It's horrible.
Yeah, and, you know, this is what they're going to do. They're going to get the illegals to vote. I think this is the biggest card that the left is going to play, or the corrupt politicians in D.C. are going to play to keep Trump out of office. And, you know, many people have asked me personally is what can we do to prevent that? And I don't see many Republicans making an initiative to, restore elections and have election.
Well, the earlier caller said it. Why are all these old Republicans only concerned about the Beltway or dinosaur media? The dinosaur media is dead. Everybody hates it because they're blackmailed and they're intimidated. It's not just they care about mainstream media. They're blackmailed.
Exactly. And, that's why, platforms like me and platforms like you, Alex, that are viewer funded are going to be the new wave of media. But I keep it simple is, take local action, influence anybody and everybody. Even if you don't know somebody that's not in political space, somebody that doesn't care, you have to get them involved because we've got our backs up against the wall with the election. Because if we don't do anything, they're going to register illegals. It's super easy to get these illegals' IDs and basically.
Yeah, they're all doing. Here's the good news and the bad news. Stuff's going to get so bad now. People don't want to be behind the curve. You're almost behind the curve now. I'm 30 years ahead of it. Other people are way more ahead of than me. You better get ahead of this. This isn't like some talk show with random information. This is the real world right now. This is the future. And people better dial in now. They better get it now. Because things are going to get so bad, folks, you'll have no way to deny it.
Yeah, you got to keep pushing forward and stop being distracted by, who cares who's in the Super Bowl this weekend? We've got a border to protect, and, we've got to... We've got to restore our sovereignty in this nation. I mean, it's that simple, but, some people just don't care.
Well, great point, sir. How do people find you again?
So we're on Based Boys Media, and we stream on Rumble Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Well, all you guys out there and gals of the future. Chase, you are such a gentleman. You did a great job at the border. You're in there running the spaces. We got to hook it through a phone to do it. So we got to have somebody in there to run it. You're doing it. You volunteered. But just spend a few minutes yourself on where you think America is as a patriot, as a father, what your prognosis is.
So it's really easy to be black-pilled as far as I'm concerned, especially since working at InfoWars, we're following the news every single day, every single headline that comes out, every single broadcast, and it's so easy when you see the plans of the New World Order and the globalists just manifest, and they literally publish what they're going to do via the news, via the documents, via the meetings and the streams that they have at Davos. They tell you exactly what they're going to do, so it's so easy to be black-pilled, but if I've come to learn one thing, there's nothing that guarantees the victory of globalists or the New World Order more than losing hope and giving up. And so I don't want to be the reason that the globalists or the New World Order wins because I just decided that they're going to win and it's hopeless. And so one of the things I love about InfoWars is despite all of the onslaught that we faced, the orcs at Helm's Deep, so to speak. We stand tall as the remaining 300 looking over the wall, and we fight back. And as long as one American, in my opinion, as long as one American has America still in their heart, then America can exist again in the world.
Exactly, because even if the globalists took over completely, people are going to want that freedom again. We have to continue. This is our most powerful time ever, folks, because now it's not beta testing. It's out in the open.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
No, I mean, that's it. We got a bunch of speakers. Do you want me to go to the next person?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's hear from Aisha. Aisha, please forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still there. If not, we'll move on to the next speaker. Aisha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Chase.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Alex. I appreciate you guys. So I agree with you guys. This is a very important time for a million different reasons. I have eyes on the border crisis in what I'm seeing in Chicago. We have 29,000 migrants, and our airports, our bus stations, our streets are not just stricken and polluted with people with nowhere else to go.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, Aisha, but that's the number they're telling you. It's probably a million in Chicago.
I know. I'm trying to be very careful about what I say. Because I'm a conservative brown female, so I get eaten alive.
I hear you. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, thank you. You know, a week ago, it was negative 29 degrees here. Cook County is now fining the transportation systems that come in because we don't have any input, awareness, or scheduling on when the buses are going to come. And they just keep coming. People are waiting outside in negative 0 degree temperatures. That's so un-American to me.
It's warm.
And with a bill that, it's unspeakable. I'm born and raised in Chicago, and I've never seen anything like this. Ever.
Well, you're ground zero for the takeover of America.
I'm with you.
What else do you want to add, Aisha?
One of the things that I like about what you talk about is the questions that you ask. You ask brilliant questions. So earlier you asked somebody about why Schumer is so optimistic. Why do you think he is?
Because he's already hurt America bad, and he has this spirit against us. And he's got all the blackmail, and he sees Mitch McConnell doing what he tells him, and he's just pure evil. All right, Aisha, thank you so much. Great questions, great comments. Chase, next person.
Let's hear next from Diligent Denizen. Diligent Denizen, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
All right. Thank you, Chase, and thank you, Alex. Thank you both for all of your hard work. Yeah, I want to talk about the elephant in the room a little bit. You know, we saw Tucker with Dr. Weinstein this last week highlighting an embedded migrant story within the mass economic migration.
He said it's
China.
Clearly a military invasion.
Clearly a military invasion. I'm curious. I know you guys have been on the border. Are you seeing any Chinese nationals?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Yourself, Thomas, and share what you got to share.
Hey, so thanks, Chase, and thanks, Alex. First, I want to apologize. I just had jaw surgery last week. You know, I'm running against Senator Lindsey Graham here in South Carolina in 2026. I've spent the last 4 months down here on the border in Arizona, and I've caught hours and hours of video and documentation against who's coming into this country. And, you know, it's interesting, Alex, because just 2 days ago when I was down in Lukeville at the border there, I got approached in the middle of the night as we were receiving an influx of these illegals coming into their country, into our country. And the CBP officers came up to me and told me I wasn't authorized to be on the border road, that they've closed it down to the American people. So that's an insult. And this $60 billion budget that is being included in this package, going to the Ukraine, that has nothing to do with our southern border. It has nothing to do with securing our southern borders whatsoever. So this is an insult against the American people in general. And we need to do something about it. So, Alex, Chase, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Up next.
Let's hear next from Adrian Dittman. Adrian Dittman, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say, and then we'll move on to other speakers. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hello. So something I would like to know is there are many theories as to why the border crisis being perpetuated the way that it is. What do you think is the reason? There are many theories I've already had since Title 42 lifted. As a matter of fact, I was one of the first people on Spaces to say that these people are being brought in for a multitude of reasons, one of which are potentially to saturate, say, the voting market, if you want to think of it that way. What do you think?
Well, first I want to say you sound like Elon Musk. And you're absolutely right. The Democrats admit they're bringing in a permanent voting bloc, but they also sign up and control and then skim the welfare and payments they get, like homeless people, off the top. You want to comment on that, Chase Geiser?
Yeah, I was managing the space here, Alex. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying enough attention to respond in a
well,
cognitive
way. Go ahead and ask the question again. You're saying they're bringing these people in to be voting block. I think that's
admitted. Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, the thing that's so interesting about it is they're moving people from, like, Texas to sanctuary cities, which are primarily Democratic states. And so what's going to happen is the census is going to roll around, and these Democratic states are going to have all these people counted as citizens who aren't really citizens, and it's going to increase the number of representatives they have in the House of Representatives, as well as the number of Electoral College votes that they get. So there's going to be a disproportionate Democratic representation.
And almost no one's talking about that. We have Republicans, talking about, oh, is the border broken? It's broken by design. We have Democrats out of New York, Illinois saying, oh, don't worry, we're getting more blue seats out of this.
Absolutely. Do you want to go on to the next speaker?
Yes.
I see Malcolm Flex is in here. He is somebody who I respect personally. He'd be a great speaker. Go ahead, Malcolm, and unmute yourself and say what you have to say to the group.
Gotcha. Don't know if you guys can hear me properly again. Computer love, Zach.
No, you sound good. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So, again, this is one of those interesting situations because, I mean, right now what you're looking at, number one, with the border bill, but also just with the massive influx of migrants, is a multi-layered hedge. Number one, you've got individuals that exist within the CCP, which, again, we don't know what kind of compromat they have on the Biden administration coming in, because there are several Chinese nationals. Yes, some of them may be fleeing the CCP, but, you know, there's an equal part number of operatives coming in.
Well, let's explain that. They hold their families hostage and say, this is on record, your mom and dad are in a forced labor camp, your brother and sister, go here and ship in fentanyl or do what we say or do this or they're dead.
Exactly. And that's dangerous because, number one, China's already made clear their ambitions to take South China Sea. And we've already seen that that a lot of individuals that are beholden to the CCP can actually set up extrajudicial police departments beholden to the CCP within the United States. That happened.
And that's, by the way, a new viewer doesn't believe that. They already caught the last 2 years hundreds, including Austin, where I live, secret CCP police stations grabbing and torturing Chinese in America. So they're the enforcement network here for those people.
You've got that issue. You've got
I wasn't trying to trump you and say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was just backing you up, brother. You're dead on. Keep going.
No, definitely. And there's just so many other parts to this. But, you know, the one thing that I definitely will say is going to also be an issue is, you know, given the destabilization in the Middle East, you've got several other individuals coming in from these countries that were currently declared hostile against as well. But then on the front, when it comes to the South American, you know, the individuals from South America, they're coming from the countries typically that have a more authoritarian government, and birthright citizenship still exists. So it's not only the short game of the census seeding, but then you have to look at when they have kids, those kids eventually will grow up to become single issue voters. And we have not done anything towards birthright citizenship. And if you think that's going to be easy when the redistricting happens, I got another thing to tell you. So then these kids will become single issue voters. They're in Democrat population centers where they're receiving, you know, their families are subsidized by this welfare. So, of course, they're going to vote in favor of what is helping.
They're captured population. Incredible points. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sir. Wow. Amazing caller. I'm not a caller. It's a connector. I hate to cut that commenter off, but let's move to the next person.
Let's hear next from Alpha Warrior. Alpha Warrior is another patriot whom I respect quite a bit. It's requested to speak for quite some time here. Alpha Warrior, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say. And if we don't hear from you in a couple of seconds, we'll move on to the next.
Hey, Ron, good morning. Good afternoon, you guys. Thanks for having us. Question.
what possibility do we have that these illegals that are coming across the border have some type of illnesses or bioweapons in them already? And if that's the case, what can Americans do to protect themselves from this since the rest of the country?
That's right. They're telling us there's an imminent bioweapon about to hit us to take our rights. This is the perfect cover. Give me your take.
I feel like, you know, why try to transfer a device or vials when you could just have these people that are already, you know, packed with it, or they're already sick with it. They come in, they spread at these camps. These camps are getting sent to all the different states in our country, and all of a sudden you're getting these new viruses that we haven't seen in decades, or even stuff that's new, and it's getting to the American population.
Perfectly said. Thank you for the comment. Chase, guys, what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, one of the things that was really interesting when we were at the border, not only did we notice clothes and backpacks that were strewn all over the wall from people crossing the border, changing into dry clothes, and then just leaving their wet clothes and belongings behind, but I noticed there were prescription medications, just like the little pill packs where you punch the pill through the aluminum, all over the place. And one of the ones that I picked up and looked at was Cipro. So that's an antibiotic. We looked it up, and it was just interesting. These people are coming over. You're sick. They're on antibiotics. They're leaving their drugs, literally, strewn about with their backpacks and their socks and their underwear and their jackets and their jeans all over the border. So there's definitely an onslaught of just sick people coming into our country, Alex.
All right, Chase Geiser, stay there. We got to go to break because we're on talk radio. We have breaks. Remember old-fashioned TV and radio, folks? We're still on that. We got the great Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll continue the spaces until the show's over in an hour and 5 minutes. But it won't be comments then. You'll just get the stream of what Gerald Celente said. If you want to see the video, you go to Infowars.com/show. You'll go to Real Hog Shows on X. We got a video feed up there. You'll see it. But I want to come back for 15 minutes, and we'll skip the next network break so Celente gets his time. Celente will take over at 15 after. We're going to go to break here in a moment. We're going to come right back with more comments live from X. Uncensored. You're just on the board. We're putting you up. This is what the system doesn't want. This scares them so much. And this is the bridge of old-fashioned talk radio into the future. Very, very excited to be here. Hell, maybe I'll just take off the next week. Got a lot of stuff behind the scenes I got to deal with. And maybe I'll just have Chase host the show. A little bit of a prelude you're getting right now. I've already made the decision. And we'll just do X every day and take calls for 4 hours. I think that's what people want to hear. I think that's what they want. I made the decision. I'll fill you guys in and come up in a minute what I got to deal with. Because I've got to decide. I've got to explain to the viewers and listeners what's happening behind the scenes and where InfoWars is. I'll say it again. You think your grandparents will be there forever and one day they die. Think your folks will be there forever. One day they're dead. This operation cannot operate without you. I need your word of mouth. I need you to share the articles and videos. The enemies of freedom hate this broadcast. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products that will empower your life. Like Next Level Foundational Energy. I spent an hour about what it does. Or Nitric Boost that cleans out your blood and vasodilates into so many things. Those products are 30 to 40% off. Those sales are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a Team Humanity shirt inspired by my Elon Musk interview. Get a 1776 Gadsden flag shirt I designed. Whatever you do, please support us. We're only here because of your support. And I thank the supporters, but I want to encourage those that haven't bought products, do it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.